Good morning. I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina. After a brief break from the heat, granted, it still felt hot yesterday, but not like it's going to feel for the rest of the week, at least. Temperatures will return to the mid and upper 80s with dew points in the upper 60s and low 70s. That's going to push that heat index on the low and mid 90s for us by the afternoon. Now, the heat and humidity is already going to be ratcheting up the instability on their own. Add in a trough moving through the area in the afternoon, and you've got a focusing mechanism for those thunderstorms to begin to pop. Now, some of those storms, again, could be on the strong to severe side. Locally strong and gusty winds and hail will be possible with a ton of moisture trapped in the atmosphere. Torrential rain and flash flooding may be an issue with some of the storms as well. Now, those showers and storms should wind down during the evening with sunset, and it's going to be another warm and humid night. Lows will fall very slowly during the evening and overnight, only into the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Likely have quite a bit of fog forming up overnight as well, with lots of moisture trapped in the low levels. That could lead to some delays on the roads in the morning, so plan ahead. Now, Thursday is going to be the hottest day of the week with temps in the upper 80s and low 90s. Dew points still clocking in the 60s and low 70s. That's going to send the heat index climbing into the mid and upper 90s, close to the triple digits. So we'll likely be seeing heat advisories issued for that day. You'll need to be very careful. Make sure you stay well hydrated. Take it easy during the afternoons when it's hottest. Remember, light-colored, loose-fitting, lightweight fabrics do best to keep you cooler along with a hat on the blazing hot days. Also, please don't leave your pets outside and make sure they've got plenty of water to break from the heat as well. Now, each afternoon heading into the end of the week and the weekend, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms to break out. And of course, whenever there's that much heat and humidity to work with, the storms could be on the strong to severe side, and flash flooding will continue to be a concern due to possible torrential rain with some of the storms. Still watching that coastal system that's going to be approaching the region by the end of the week too. Timing and track, just like in winter storms, is key. So that's still to be determined, so stay tuned. Heavy rain will be possible if that storm does affect us. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight across the upper Midwest and middle Missouri Valley into central portions of the plains and over portions of the Northeast and New England. Clusters of thunderstorms capable of producing severe wind and hail are possible across parts of the upper Midwest into the mid Missouri Valley and central plains late afternoon and into tonight, and in New England and the Hudson and Champlain Valley, low-level moistening within weak surface troughing overspreading the region is forecast to contribute to moderate boundary layer destabilization by this afternoon, particularly inland of New England coastal areas across the higher terrain as well. Now, that'll be aided by the orographic forcing and perhaps lift associated by that subtle shortwave impulse that I talked about in the afternoon, and that will be accompanied by the development of some scattered thunderstorms. A few strong to severe storms are possible, could pose a risk for some locally strong surface gusts and hail. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers and storms, partly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. A chance for showers and storms in Boston. Some of those could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs also in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, a slight chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 80s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees. The record of 100 was set in 1936. Normal minimum temperature 61 degrees. The record 43 set in 1969. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 8th. Sunrise was at 5:25 a.m. Sunset will come at 8:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with scattered showers in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Hot with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms during the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Some of the storms may still produce gusty winds and heavy rain during the evening. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Hot with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and storms wind down in the evening. Some patchy fog overnight. Still some strong storms possible during the evening with gusty winds and heavy rain. Lows overnight only in the upper 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny, some patchy fog this morning, scattered showers becoming numerous with thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rain, hot with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, the showers and storms wind down during the evening, but still may be on the strong to severe side. Humid overnight with lows only in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog this morning, showers and thunderstorms. Some of those may be on the strong to severe side with gusty winds and heavy rain in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, the showers and storms wind down during the evening. Some may still be strong to severe, partly cloudy with patchy fog overnight, humid with lows only in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers early, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some may be strong to severe, producing gusty winds and heavy rain, hot with highs in the upper 80s, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms this evening, winding down and turning partly cloudy overnight with some patchy fog. Some storms may still be strong to severe in the evening, humid with lows only down near 70. Your extended forecast region-wide, Thursday, a chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny and hot, humid too, highs in the low to mid-90s, with it feeling closer to 100 degrees in spots. A chance for showers and storms Friday, partly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Saturday, a chance of showers, then showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, partly sunny, highs in the low to mid 80s. A chance of showers and storms Sunday, again, highs in the low to mid 80s. Monday and Tuesday, a chance of showers, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the low to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.